Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Ches, and we're three lines from the bottom, Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Os Yehu L'Rebbe Chananya Ben Tradyan. So we are continuing the discussion of yesterday with Chachamim who were held on trial. So now the Gemara is going to discuss Chananya Ben Tradyan. Amru Leis, the Roman said, Amai Ka'os L'Bit Oraisa, why are you Osek learning Torah? Amru Lehu Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. This is what my Hashem commanded me to do. I mean, he didn't deny it. He says, I'm doing this because this is what Hashem wants. Miyad gozra lav l'sreifus. Immediately they decreed on him he would be killed through burning. Sreifa. Val ishto lahariga. And his wife, she would be killed through decapitation. Val bito. And on his daughter, leshe bekuba shel zoinus. She would have to go to be in a house of prostitution. So he explains. What was the reason for each one of these three punishments? It's min hashemayim. So Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan was punished with being burned. All of the sreifa. Why? Shehaya hoye es Hashem ba'osios. He would pronounce Hashem's name. Or says one second. Vehechi avid hachi. How could he do this? Fatanan. We learned elish elam chelik lam haba. These or the following people who don't have a chelik in the next world, ha'omres ha'torah min ha'shamayim, ve'in t'chis ha'mesim in ha'torah, Abishol omr, af ha'hoige es ha'shem ba'os yosav. So Abishol said, not only person who says the Torah is not min ha'shamayim, not a person who denies resurrection, but even person who pronounces the ineffable name of Hashem. So how could he have done this? Said, lislamid ovad. Rabbi Chananya tried and did it to teach himself. K'tetanya, like we learned in a braisa, lo silma lasois, right, they're talking about the different types of avodah zarah. Aval ata lame lehavin lehoros. You're allowed to do these things to learn them and to give instruction about them. So certain prohibitions don't apply when you're acting only just because you want to gain a better understanding of the subject matter at hand. And that's why he said over the name. Which name was it? The Forshim point out it was the Shem Mem Beis, the 42-letter name of Hashem. That is brought down in Svarim. That's for Ana B'Koach. That we say by Friday night, by the davening. Ana B'Koach is 42 words. And the first letter of each of those words spells out the 42-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So continues more to Elamai time, Elanish. So what was the reason he was punished for this? If Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan is doing this because he's going to learn, there's nothing wrong with this, so where was there an onish? Mishum hoge es Hashem befarhesia dehave, because he did it in public. He would pronounce the name. You know, this is not normally done. Then the Gemara continues and says, what about his wife? Val ishto lahariga, why was she sentenced to be decapitated? Delo michobe, because she didn't protest. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Kol mi sheyesh biyad limchos vein moche, anybody who has the opportunity to protest something that's happening that's wrong and doesn't, ne nashalov, is getting punished for that person's avera as well. There's a classic chakir that they make. What exactly is the nature of this prohibition? Is it an extension of the actual avera itself, or is it a separate prohibition of being moiche? In other words, let's say you see somebody's eating non-kosher, someone's being mechal Shabbos, and you're not moiche. So you were moiche, so you get a punishment. But what did you do wrong? Is the fact that you didn't protest them eating the non-kosher, then it's like you were eating pasul b'chalav, you were mechal Shabbos, or is it no? That's a separate issue. That's what they did wrong. But your prohibition is the fact that you weren't moichem. So the Rogachover has this chakira, and he ties it into the by chatzi shir. In other words, we know that you're not allowed to have chatzi shir osatora. But if a person has less than it, what avera did they get? Some put as well, maybe a lifnei iver as well. Is it the actual avera of the person, or is it a separate prohibition of lifnei iver? But that's, and I'll call punishment, she was punished. That's the din as to what exactly was she being punished for. Was it for the fact that he was pronouncing the name, or no, she was being punished for not being moich in general. Va'al bito, and then, unfortunately, their daughter, her punishment was leishe b'kubashel zono, she had to sit in a place of prostitution. The Amar Rebbe, Yochanan, what was she punished for? Pam achas haisa bito mehaleches lifnei gedolei roimi. One day, the daughter of Chananya ben Tradyan was walking before these Roman noblemen. Armon, they said, "Kama nos p'si'osecha shel riva zu." this girl has such pleasant steps. She heard them. Miyad immediately diktiko b'psioseha. She was careful in the way she was walking. This is an interesting point. The word psia, the English word pace, to walk, is derived from, right? P-A-C-E is derived from psia. So she was careful with the way she was pacing. Hainu da amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mai dichziv avon akave yisubeni. The iniquity of my akiv of my heel is surrounding me. Pasuk in Tehillim, avoinish adam dosh beikavov beolam hazeh. Averus, the person is tramples on with their heel in this world. Mesubin lo liyom hadin. They're going to be encircling. They're going to be held for him in the world to come, on the day of judgment, right? B'shah sheyotzu shloshton, at the time when the three of them were going to be punished, tzidku alehim es adin. They did tzidku adin, and they were matzik. They said what Hashem did was correct. Hu omer, mi Rebbe Chanan ben Chaya said, hatzur tamim po'olo. That was the pasuk that he said. And the Maharsha explains that each one of these pasukim that they said corresponds to the Avera. Rabbi Chaim ben Tradion was saying over the name of Hashem. Hashem is the one who creates worlds, right? The Tzur Hashem, B'Kashem Tzur Olamim, right? Hashem is the, B'Kashem Tzur Olamim is the, when he creates worlds. Hashem's Tzur is Tomim. When Hashem creates things, his actions are complete. When a human being creates things, even if they are trying to make, for example, like a golem or something like that, it's not complete. In other words, they can't talk. Hashem's the only one who creates it. So Hashem said, using his name, he was mastic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations are different than his creations. Ve'ishto amra, and the pasuk that his wife said, kel emuna ve'ein ovel. Kel emuna, Hashem is righteous. That was referring to the fact her husband was being killed. They ain't avil, and I didn't do anything. There's no iniquity. I did something wrong. I wasn't moicha. Bito Amra, his wife, his daughter. What pasuk did she say? Gedol ha'etza v'rav ha'alila ha'alilaya asher einecha pekuchos al kol darche. Great in counsel is what's happening, and mighty in work. His eyes are open to the ways of everyone, meaning to give them what they deserve. So gedol ha'etza. That's referring to the fact that her father was being killed. There's an eight, so there's a deep idea here behind the fact that her father is being punished. So we know that he was one of the Asari Haruge Malchus, and therefore she was being matzik the din. And on herself, she was saying that Hashem sees what everybody is doing. Omer Rebbe, kama gedolim tzadikim halal. Look how great these tzadikim were, these three people. Shenizdamnu lehem shalosh mikros, shal tzidik hadin, b'shas tzidik hadin. That they had such a these were the pesukim that came to their mind. They had such a correct way of doing it at the right time. Tan Rabbanan, kishachol Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma halach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion levakro. When Yosef ben Kisma became sick, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion came to visit him, and Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, "Omer lo Chanina achi, my brother, chai achi, iata yodeya sheumazu min hashemayim ahim lichua." Right? Don't you realize that this is min hashemayim that they're ruling over this? What's the proof? Shehriva es beisov, v'sarfu es heichalov, v'hargu es chasidov, ibda es tovio. They destroyed Hashem's temple, they burned his heichal, they killed all his pious ones, and they destroyed his best ones. V'adayin hi kayemes, and they're still around. So we see this is all happening min hashemayim. V'ani shemati alecha, and I heard about you, sha'ata yoshev oisik b'torah, u'makil kehilos b'rabim, v'sefer munach, and you're sitting here publicly teaching. Means Hashem, this is a time of divine wrath, and you're sitting here publicly teaching Torah. You're demonstrating a complete disregard for these Romans. So Amalo min Hashemayim Yirachamu. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion says they're going to have rachamonis on me from Shemayim. So I'm going to be protected. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma didn't like this. Amalo ani oim lecha devarim shel tam. I am telling you logical, practical things that have a reason. When you're just giving me an emunah shmuz, Hashem's gonna protect me. Tamea ani im lo yisrifu oischa ve'esefer Torah be'esh. I wonder if the Romans are gonna burn you and the Sefer Torah in fire. Amalos, so Rabbi Chaim said, Rebbe, ma ani lechaye ha'olam haba.
what's going to be with my Olam Haba? So Amalo, Klum Aisebal Yadcha. Did you ever have something, an incident that came to your hand that could prove to you some one way or the other and indicate whether you're are mezumen lechay Olam Haba? So Amalo says, Ma'osha Purim nischalfu li b'ma'osha tzedaka v'chilaktim la'aniyim. I once confused money that was for Purim, different pshatim as to what this means, for the Purim Seuda, and I gave them out to the Aniyim. So Amar lo, Im Kain, if you did this, Mechelkecha yehi chelki, Migoralcha yehi gorali. May my chelik be with you, and may my goral be with you. In other words, you're in a good place. So we said over at the end of yesterday, from the Likutei Or, from the Baal HaTanya, that what was the question over here? Do you realize what that he was a tremendous act of Mesiris Nefesh? So no, the Mesiris Nefesh that he had by teaching Torah publicly, that wasn't as much of a struggle as it was to go against his natural tendencies. And the Yesod is that a person has to break and go against their natural inclinations in order to be zoicha to Olam Haba. So that was the Shak Levitari back and forth over here. Omru. They said like this: Lo ha'yomim muatim was only a few days later. Ad shenifta Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma died as a result of his sickness. V'halchu kol gedolei Rome lekavru lehespiduhu lehespigadol. So all the gedolim of Rome, these noblemen, came to bury him, and to they gave a tremendous eulogy for him. V'charaz also, and when they returned, matzauhu l'Rabbi Chaim ben Tradian shahay Yosi v'osik b'Torah. They saw him learning makil kehilos b'rabim v'sefer Torah munach lo b'cheiko. Here he is publicly teaching. Hevi uchu uchra uchu b'sefer Torah. They took him and they wrapped him up with the Sefer Torah, meaning it's around his body. They put bundles of branches and they lit it on fire. They brought these sponges of tzemer is wool, and they soaked them in water. They put him on his heart. A slow, painful death. It's not going to burn so fast because this wet wool is going to slow down the process. Amulobito, so his daughter said to him, Abba, erecha bekach, do I have to see you like this? Amulo, I said back to her, Ilmale ani nisrafti livadi, if I was being burned by myself, hayadavar koshli, it'd be very difficult. Achshav shani nisraf, the sefer Torah imi, right now that I'm being burned and I have a sefer Torah with me, Mish mevakish elvonu shel sefer Torah hu yevakish elboni. The one who's going to take revenge and retribution for the insult that was done to the sefer Torah will also take revenge and retribution for the insult that was being done to me. Now, a very enigmatic statement happens. This next part, Omer lo talmidim. So a student said to him, Rebbe, ma ataroe? What do you see? So Aaron Lopiansky Shlita explained that there was something happening here. It's a difficult question to understand what the Talmidim were asking of the Rebbe this morning. What do you see? Tosa, maybe they heard something like that. So Amar Lehen Gilyon Nisrofin Va'osios Parchois. I see. Mataroi, what do you see? I see. I see that the parchment is burning, but the letters are flying up to Shemayim. So you should open up your mouth and swallow the fire and you'll die quickly. So he said back to his Talmidim, it's better that the one who gave me my neshama, HaKadosh Baruch, should take it away, and I shouldn't harm myself in order to speed up my death. On this, the Tosfos points out that there was a the Gemara Gittin talks about the, you know, Jewish boys and girls who are being captured by the Romans, and they're on the way to Rome to be, a virus are going to be done to them. So if they were going to be tortured, and they thought that maybe if they're going to be tortured, they would not be able to withstand them, they would end up committing a virus. So therefore, they threw themselves into the Yam, and the Gemara praises their actions. So Tosfos wants to be medayik. You see that if a person is going to, the torturing is going to lead to them to suffering, then they would be allowed to, in certain cases, to end the suffering in order so they shouldn't come to Chas V'Shalom be over in Avera. Amalo Kalto Toneri, the executioner, Rebbe, he says to my teacher, if I increase the heat and take off the wool, will you bring me to Olam Haba? Amalo Hain, he says, yes. Hishavali, so the executioner says, take a shavua. Nishbalo, he took a shavua. Miyad hirba b'shalheves v'natal svugin shalzemer me'alibo, he increased the heat to make it hotter, he took off the wool. Yotze nishmasa b'mehera. And Rabbi Chanan tried to died quickly. Afu kofetz v'nafel l'toich ha'ur. And the executioner himself jumped into the fire. Yotz Baskov Amra Baskov came out and said, Rabbi Chanan ben Tradya and Vekalatza Tonigri Mizumon and Hain Lechayel Mabo. Both Rabbi Chanan ben Tradya and his executioner are Mizumon for Olam Haba. Bocher Rabbi Va'omer Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi heard this and he cried, Yeshkon Olam B'Sha'achas. People can acquire their Olam Haba in one moment. Yeshkon Olam B'Kamishonim. And some acquired in many years, like Rabbi Chananya ben Tradya. Again, we said over yesterday, this idea of Sha'achas, so this form bring down, like it talks about Sha'a by the Korbanos of Kain and Hevel, it means just to turn. That with one turn, with one slight movement, with one redirection, a person can be Kolne Olam Haba. Now the Gemara continues and says, Bruya Deves Hud Rabbi Meir. Bruya was the wife of Rabbi Meir. Brate de Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon Havi. She was the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. So you see, it was her sister who was the one who was sentenced to be the Beis Zonos. Amrlo, so she said to Rabbi Meir, Zilabi Milsa. It's disrespectful for me. De Yasvach Tai Bekubishal Zonos, that my sister is sitting in this brothel. Shakel Tarkava. Go take a bag of money and go get her, right? Save her. So Amr, so he said to himself, Ilo Isra Avid Ba Isura, if my sister-in-law had not violated an Isser, she wasn't with anybody, send Miss Ave Nisa, then a miracle is going to happen. I Avada Isura, but if she was Mizana with somebody, obviously she didn't have a choice, but Lo Is Avid Be Le Lo Nisa, then a miracle is not going to happen for her. So what happened? So Ozel V'Nakat Nashi Kechad Parasha. He went and dressed up like a Roman knight. I mean, he disguised his identity. She didn't realize who it was. Amalon, he said to her, to his wife's sister, Hashmi'ili, listen to me, meaning live with me. Armalei, she said to him, Dishtana ona. No, I'm in my menstrual cycle right now. So therefore I can't be intimate. Armalaw, so he said to her, Misrakna Mirtach, I'll wait. Okay. Amrullah, so she said back to him, Nafishin Tuva, there are many other women in here, Ve'ika Tuva Hachade Shapirin Minoy, and they're much more beautiful than I am. Meaning she was pushing him off. She wasn't saying, okay, wait a week and then we'll talk. No. So he realized when Meir saw that she was coming up with constant excuses, Amr, Shema Minoy, I see from here, Lo Avda Isura. She's saying this to me. She's saying this to everybody. Kol da ase amra le hachi. Right? So therefore, anybody who comes, I see that she really is not being intimate with them. Oz le gai b'shomer dido. So he went to her guard, Amalei, and he said, Hava nihale, give her to me. You know, I want to take her. So Amalei said back to him, Mistafina mi malchusa. I'm afraid from the malchus. They're going to find out what happened, and I'm going to get in trouble. So Amalei, shakel Tarkavo dinora, come take this whole purse full of dinarim of money. Palga polach, upalga lehevi loch. Half of it you could bribe them, and half of it will be for you. Some of the forgers explained that they used to have to pay taxes. So in other words, you could use this money for the taxes. So amalei v'chishalmi, but then once it's all done, I mean, once I pay the taxes or once I've bribed them already, ma iavid, what am I going to do with it? So Amalei, he says, Amy should say, Eloka de Meir Aneni. Let the God of Meir answer me. So we'll talk a little about this in a second. Right? If you say that, U mi tatzlot, you're going to be saved. So Amalei, Miyemer hachi ika, right? Who, how is it going to happen? Omle hashta chazi, you're going to see. Havi nahanhu, kalbe da havi ko achle inshe, there were these types of, you know, man-eating dogs. Shako kala shada behu, so he threw a clod of earth at them. Havi ko osu lemechle, so they were going to come now to eat him up. Omle kata meri neni, he says this, the three words. Let the god of Meir answer me. Shvakua, right? So they left him alone. The dogs went away. The Havale, and therefore, once this guard saw that this works, he gave the daughter of Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyan to Rabbi Meir. Okay, so first of all, normally the Mefarshim point out that you're not allowed to Hashem doesn't put His name upon tzaddikim during their lifetime. It's only after they're no longer in this world that the Chumash talks about Pachad Yitzchak. But here it's saying Elokah de Meir. So how could he have done this? So some explain that it's not really, Meir means the God of like the Jewish people. Other Mefarshim explain that Meir is like the one who lights up, meaning the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who did miracles by Hanukkah and was Meir and lit up the menorah. So too we should do miracles now as well, but it's not referring to his proper name. You know, we could add on as well that maybe even Meir wasn't his name. The Gemara at the end of the Kiddushin talks about these things. But Al Koponim, you see that first he went through he did his shtadlus, this whole maisa with the dog, to show him that, and then he showed this special segula of saying, Elokah Demeir Aneni. Okay, continues the Gemara now, on the base. Lesof, at the end, Ishtama Milsa Beimalka. They heard about this. They realized, they realized that what he had done. So Asu Askua le Zakifa. So we're taking him out to hang him. Omra Elokah Demeir Aneni. So he says the formula. Ach tua, and they lowered it. They were unable to hang him. Omrale my high. So they said to him, what's going on over here? So Omalu Hachi Havimaisa explained to him the entire story that what happened to them. So therefore, when they heard that what the mayor had done, Osu Chakaku Lidemuse, they went and engraved an image to Rabbi Meir, Apischa de Rome, on the entrance of Rome. So every, and they would see him, you know, like a wanted poster. They put his picture up where everyone was going to see it. And Omer, they said like this, Kol dechazi lepartzufa hadein laise. Anybody who sees a man with this face, bring him. Yom echad chaz yuhi. One day they saw him. Rahat Abasri started chasing him. Rahat Mikaimaihu al the Bezona. So Rabbi Meir is running away from them and he went into a Bezonos to hide. Interesting, we find also by the Meraglim at the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. I believe it's the Malbim who says it over there, but there's a Meforshim to point out why did they go, Rachav is a Zona. Why did the Meraglim go there? Because the last place in the world you're going to look for a nice Jewish boy is in a base Zona. Okay, so Rimer goes there, right? And they realize that it must not be him, so therefore they left him alone. Iga de Amri, others explain, Bishule Goyim Choza. Right? They were cooking some non-kosher food. Tamash Baha Umasak Baha. He dipped one finger in the food to make it look like he was tasting, and he licked his other finger, meaning another one that wasn't on the hand. So he fooled them to think it looked like he's eating their non-kosher. So the rabbi's not going to be eating the non-kosher food. So that's how he fooled them, and they realized that wasn't Rabbi Meir. Ikeda Amri, a third pshat as to what exactly happened, as to how he was able to escape. Also Eliyahu, Idami Luhu Kizoina. Eliyahu Hanavi, and he himself appeared like a Zona. Krachte, and she, really, Eliyahu, embraced Rabbi Meir. They said, Chas v'shom, I Rabbi Meir have lo havi ovid hochi. If this is really Rabbi Meir, he wouldn't, you know, be hanging out with a woman of ill repute. So therefore, three different pshatim as to how he was able to escape. He went into the Beis Zona, he faked the, faked eating non-kosher, or Eliyahu Hanavi, dressed up, or camouflaged himself. Kam Arik Osu Lebovel. So, he got up and he ran away to Bovel. Some say the reason that he ran away was because of this whole maisa with the Romans. And others say that it was Mimaisa de Bruria, because what happened with his wife with Bruria. So it's not clear exactly as to what it was. Some explain that Bruria didn't believe in the statement of Chazal that Noshem Dait and Kalas. Hain, that they could be easily persuaded. She denied it. So in order to prove to her the truth of the statement, Rabbi Meir had his Talmidim convince her over a period of time to do a particular Veira. And then once she fell in, and then Rabbi Meir pointed out, look, you see what Chazal say with you. Noshim calls the Daitanim. And as a result of this, she unfortunately took her own life. And because of this bush, this whole thing, so that's why, according to this Igad Amri, that's the Maisa de Beruya, that's why he fled and went to Bavel. Okay, Ton Rabbanan, continuing. Haholich it's ta dinin lichron. One who goes to these types of stadiums where the like the gladiators where people are killed and they fight other animals, they fight each other. V'rasham esa nechoshim esa chaborin, and they see these types of people who cast spells or something like that. Bukyon, Mukyon, Mulyon, Luluyon, Blurin, Vasal, Salgurin, all these different types of things. So the Hare is a Moshev Leitzin. This is the seat of the Leitzin, the person who mocks things. Valehim Kokosavon. And then the Pasuk says, Ashri Ishashil Loholach. Fortune is the person who never goes to the place of these people. Ki'im B'Torah Hashem Chefto. Rather, instead, they are, he delights his chefetz, his desires for the Torah of Hashem. Hashem, sees. You see, you learn from this. That these types of things, sitting in a moshev leitzim, leads people to bittul Torah. Because if not, he would have had a cheshik and a desire to learn Torah. Or Ramini, but ask Yakasha, Hoychinli, it's Tadina and Mutter. It's allowed to go to these places. Why? Mipnei, Shitzaveach, Matzah. You could scream out and you're going to save the person. Meaning the Jew's going he's going to get killed. You could scream out and do something that's going to, in the gladiators, the way it used to work, that the defeated one's usually killed by the winner of the battle. So if you scream out, then you could beg him to spare the life. So therefore, that way, you might be able to have, if you're in attendance at this brutal fight, you might be able to scream out and end up shesavach l'matzil. Ule charkom mutter, and it's also allowed to go to a camp of people who like lay siege. Mipnei sheyishuv Yishuv Medina, because sometimes you could help the public. As long as you're not being counted as one of them, but if you're going to be counted on an osir, you're not allowed to. So again, one allows you to go to the Itztadinon and one doesn't. So Kasha Itztadinon Itztadon, Kasha Karkom Al Karkom, right? That one says you can go and one says you're not allowed to go. So you have Lechori, have the steer over here. So bishle makarkam makarkam lo kasha. Yeah, there's no kasha. I can answer up for you the case of the sieges versus the other one, right? Khan, the first brisa was talking about a case b'mischashiv yimohim where you're being counted with them. Khan, but the second brisa was talking b'shein mischashiv yimohim and you're not going to be counted them. Ella it's tanina na it's tinan kasha. But the contradiction about whether you're allowed to go to a stadium in the first one, which said you cannot, and the second prize would say you could, that's a kasha. So Tanoi, really? No. It's a machlokus amongst the Tanoi. Ditanya, ein holchin litzadidim in pnei yoshev leitzim. You can't go because it's a place where people are making fun, mocking, scorning. Rabbi Nosson matir, mipnei shnei devarim. Rabbi Nosson allows you to go for two reasons. Echa mipnei shnei tzavichu matzil. One is like we just said, you could scream and save the life of someone who is otherwise going to be killed. Ve'echa mipnei made Adis Isha Lehasia. The other one, he could see if Nebuch, Rechman Hassan, the Jewish man gets killed, so his wife will not remain in Aguna. He could come and give Adis. Yes, I saw your husband was at the gladiator thing, and that would enable her to remarry. Ton Rabbanan. We learn like this in the Braisa. Ein Holchlintat Teros to a theater, the Kirkoseos, or types of circuses, Bibnei Shemizablin Sham Zibul Avoida Zora, because they bring offerings there for Avoida Zora, Divrimir. Where they bring korbonos to the offerings to the Avodah Zarah, okay, that's a chashad, you can't go there. And a place where they don't do it, it's also for a different reason, because it is a, what's it called? A Moshev Leitzin. It's a scornful place. My binayhu, what's the chilek? What's the practical nafkmina between the Rabbanan and the Remeir? And at the end of the day, they both hold it's also to go to these types of places, these theaters and these circuses. So Amr Bichaninia Misura, Noso Venoson Ike binayhu. The machloik is there is of doing business. What does it mean? So come out like this. According to Remeir, any profits are going to be osir because of the Avodah Zarah. Right, Remeir holds that they're worshiping idols at these places, therefore it's also. But according to the Rabbanan, then if they weren't really worshiping idols there, it's for Moshe Vleitzim, then any money, any profit you got from business dealings there would not be osir. Okay. Dorish Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, my dichsiv Ashra Isha Shiloh Holoch Batsas Rishoim Vader Chatoim Lo Yomod Moshe Vleitzim Lo Yoshev Vichime Achash Loholoch. From the fact that you didn't go. Heichan Omas, and how are you going to stand? Me'achash lo Omad, from the fact that you didn't stand there, Heichan Yosh, how are you going to sit down? Me'achash lo Yoshev, Heichan Leitz. From the fact that you didn't sit down, how can you be a Leitz? How can you be scornful? Meaning each one is exclusionary of the next one. El relates like this. Lom Melcha tells you the following. She'im Halach, if you even go to this place, Sofa Lamod, you're going to stand. You're gonna wait there a while. Vim Omad, if you stand by there, Sofa Leitz, you're going to end up sitting down. V'im Yoshev, you end up sitting down, so for lolots, you're going to become a late. Excuse me, lots, if you are a scorner, all of a cause of Omer, the Torah says on this type of person in Pasuk and Mishle, im hach chamto hachamto loch, v'im latzto levadcha tisa. If you're wise, you're wise for yourself, but if you're mach, you're going to be levadcha by yourself, you're going to tisa, you're going to have to bear this. Om Rebbe Lozer, kol hamis loitzet yisurim boy in a love. Anybody who mocks will have Yisurim come to him. Shnetmar v'yata altis lotzutzu pen yechzeku mois roiseichem. Don't mock because it's going to your Yisurim are going to be made strong. Amalahu Rava l'Rabbanon. Rava said to Rabbanon who were sitting in front of him. Bimatusa, I'm asking you. Bo ena minaychu delo his lotzutzu v'lo leisu alaychu Yisurim. I'm asking you. Please don't mock so that suffering is not going to come to you. Omer of Katina, kol hamis loitzet mizonosav mismatin. Anybody who's a late, so his mizonos are going to be less. And shneemar mashach yado es loitzetzim. He stretched out his hand to the loitzetzim, the scorners. Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, kol hamis loitzet noifel begehinim. Anybody who's a late is going to end up in Gehinnom. Shneemar zaid yochir late shmo oise beevras zodon. A proud and a haughty person by name, he will have an arrogant anger, wrath. Ve'ein evra el gehenim, and this wrath here in Pasuk means is an expression of gehenim. Shne'emar yom evra hayom hahu. That day is a day of wrath. Pasuk Navi. Omer Rebbe Oshayo kol hamiz yaher noifel begehenim. Anybody who has gaiva will go to Gehinnom, right? Reminds of the video of Rav Steinman that has been circulating on the internet where they wanted to reject a particular type of family because they felt it was more modern. And they said, this is such a chosh of a school. And he says, you know, we went to schools with all the lowlifes. Why don't they want these types of people in their yeshivas? Gaiva, gaiva, gaiva. So you see here clearly, kol hamis yahir noifel b'gehinim. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, zeid yahir leit shemo v'oise be'evras zodon. A proud and haughty man's a scorner. He's acting with an arrogant type of wrath. Ein evra el gehinim, shneemar, yom evra hayom hahu. Same pasuk. Omer Rebbe Chaniloi bar Chaniloi, so Rebbe Chaniloi, the son of Rebbe Chaniloi, said, "Kol hamis loitzitz gorim klaya loilim." Anybody who scoffs brings extermination into the world. Shnetmar v'yata altis loitzatzu pen yechzeku moisreichem ki chola v'necherotzwa shamati. Because I've heard from Hashem that He's going to exterminate this like a complete extermination. Omer Rebbe Eliezer Kashahi. It's a very serious thing to be late. Shemi she techilosa yisurin v'sofa klaya. Beginning, you just get suffering. At the end, you are exterminated. Dorish Rebbe Shimon ben Pazi. Rebbe Shimon says, Ashrei ha'ish eshelo holoch fortune, the person doesn't go, letarteos, lekir koseos, shel goyim, who doesn't go to the theaters and the circuses of the goyim, uvederech atoim, lo omad, and the ways of sinners didn't stand, zesh lo omad be kinigion. What is that? That means these types of animal contests. Moshe leitzin lo yoshev, he didn't sit in the scornful people, shlo yoshev betach bolos, he doesn't sit in the around bad company, people who like encourage types of scoffing and jeering stuff like this. Shemer Yomer Adam, a person might say, Hoiv lo halachti, since I didn't go litrateos lekarkasoyos, vlo amadi beki nigion elech veesgare beshena, right? I'm going to go sleep. I didn't do anything, so I'm just going to sit around and now I'll take back. No, Talmud Lomer, in order to correct that mistaken assumption, yom v'layla, you have to meditate and learn and be harving learning day and night. So this demonstrates it's not sufficient just to avoid averus. You have to be a kumbase, you have to learn Hashem's Torah. So Baruch Hashem, we had a beautiful daf today, and Baruch Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Shabbos' daf.